The land back more than doubles the Yurok tribe's ancestral land holdings, including salmon habitat and areas of cultural and spiritual significance. Tiana Williams-Clausen is the Yurok tribe's Wildlife Department Director.
Reacquiring landscapes like this allows us to heal, to work towards healing a wound that was inflicted not only on the lands but our hearts when these lands were taken away from us.
Josh King of Western Rivers Conservancy says his organization bought and transferred the land to the tribe in phases, raising $56 million for the conservation deal.
We're thrilled to announce that we've transferred the final phase of land to the Yurok tribe and completed creation of the Blue Creek Salmon Sanctuary and the Yurok Tribal Community Forest.
Historically, the Yurok tribe had fished, hunted, and gathered here. The tribe lost 90% of its territory through gold rush massacres and disease from settlers. Timber companies owned and managed the land for over a century. Tim Hayden is the Yurok tribe's Deputy Executive Director of Natural Resources.
This is an incredible opportunity for the tribe to really assert its self-determination, manage its own resources for the benefit of both fish and wildlife, provide access for ceremonial and subsistence and gathering needs of the tribe.
Salmon and trout populations were once the third largest in the Klamath. Now with the dam removal complete, there's hope those populations will rebound. Pergish Carlson is a river guide with the Yurok.
Generations from here will really see the benefits of it, even when I'm gone or whatever. And that's what I always kind of like smile about the future generations, how good it could be even from now.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for National Native News in Northern California.